let us say, the experience-oriented evening. It will start around 7 o'clock, so that will mark the end of this tour. For me, this is a very joyful day, because this is really the last day of our tour. It started in Germany. We went to a scientific conference. It was very, very, very successful. Imagine there were 800 people, and I all got them chanting, and they were mostly doctors and scientists, and it's very a dream come true. And then we went from there to Skopje, yes, and in Macedonia, and we had our visit started off to a visit of a monastery, and I think you will be interested. The monks were very friendly. Usually I have not received such a friendly welcome by the Orthodox Christianity. They are always a little in the distance. And I hear in Russia they really create problems for the devotees. But here there was the Macedonian charm. You know, when Macedonians do communism, it is something else than everywhere else. And they just don't tend to be so sectarian. You can look, we have two devotees from Macedonia. One is Madhuchanda. They are a little out of the box by nature. So also the Orthodox Christians, they were just very welcoming and very, very relaxed, I could see. But also deeply spiritual. So they showed us parts of the cross where Jesus was crucified, and they removed the plate of grass and asked us to smell. And yes, these wooden parts were extremely fragrant. And then they showed us a photo of John the Baptist. He was in Jesus' times, 2,000 years old, and his body has not decomposed. And it's also fragrant. And this reminded us of Ramanujacharya. Those who have been in Sri Rangam, they know there is his body, which was in the 12th century, and it's kept. They have put it with sandalwood, but you will see nails growing from his fingers. And so I asked them, what is their explanation? And they said, that some of God's uncreated energy went into there. Uncreated means eternal energy. And I really was at that time reminded of the secrets of bhakti. When you are in bhakti, even you, a normal person of the modern times, can be empowered by the Chladini and Samvit Shakti of the Lord. That means some of the Lord's energy goes in you. And this is especially felt when we engage in the chanting of the holy name. All of a sudden, even we old lame people start to dance, you know, and we feel uplifted and genuine, in a genuine spiritual experience. And in this retreat, I'm trying to give you a taste of what that means to be empowered by the divine energy. I think we all felt yesterday in the last kirtan of the day a very nice softening of the heart and opening of the heart to Krishna, etc. Why do we feel this? Well, it is the spiritual energy of Krishna consciousness which creates of the Lord which creates miracles, not only in our tradition but in other spiritual traditions as well. And when I was in this monastery and when I saw this, it reminded me very much that the treasure is also there in Krishna consciousness, which is also a bona fide spiritual tradition, and it can be had. And I felt sorry for the devotees who don't always seem to find the access to this divine energy, and then they become sad, and they compromise their life, and they don't live a fully happy, inspired, joyful life in Krishna consciousness. I must say that giving this, I can't really call it a retreat because we have not much days for this, but it reminds me of the time when we had retreats, when we went on the island of Ish in the Atria, and or on the island of Braj. Yes, there is an island called Braj, believe it or not. And we stayed there for a whole, what was it, a whole week, and we had also nature excursions. We took the holy name into these beautiful spots on the island. Do you remember, some of you might have been there when we were there in this old monastery, and Chiboye gave us an anthropological explanation of it. I still remember. It was very educative. I liked very much. And the caretakers of the monasteries allowed us to use the chapel. I remember we sang in the chapel there. It was really memorable and very... It was the birthplace for many devotees, and Amarananda and Jai Gopi met there. And we, no? Let us not forget. Hare Krishna. So it had also human interest at the retreats, not only divine interest. So it reminded me of this, and I really have become dedicated in my life to try to organize retreats where devotees can make that meeting of God's uncreated energy, if I want to speak in the language of Brother Ambrosius. That was his name, a beautiful name. Ambrosius means nectar, Brother Nectar. Ambrosius, no? Ambrosia, nectar. Latin, I think we have Ambrosia, no? Nita-chan, Ambrosia, is there in Italic language? Nectar. Nectar, oh, nectar. Old Greek, Ambrosia, okay. Yeah, we can also say, good. Yes, and I'm thinking of making a living name retreat next year in Italy. I have already a place in mind where I will give it, and I would like you to maybe watch. You can really make the experience when you go 1 week on retreat, and you throw away your mobile phone, and no need to throw it away. You put it on flight mode, you know, now you're flying. You cannot receive any WhatsApp. You do make a deep experience. One can do it in also 3 or 4 days. 7 days is sometimes long for devotees who are not accustomed to this. They do not find their way back to material life after 7 days. Krishna, Krishna. Yes, so that is how our tour started, and then we had a wonderful time in Serbia. We went to Serbia, we went to everywhere, everywhere we went. And now this is the last, for me, the last thing. Tomorrow I have a fly back to Gorabhavan, and then I have a few smaller preaching programs in Berlin, but then Vrindavan. Then I go in the airplane. Oh, I can't believe it. It's so close. And then I go to something else I do in India, some health related thing, and then I go to Vrindavan. Ah, 1.5 months Vrindavan, maybe. Oh, if Radharani allows. I have the ticket, but now I need the permission. So it's a very nice day for me, and I want to close now the retreat. We have a serious work still to do. What I want to do in this session is I want to help you to isolate one experience during the retreat, or let us call it, during the seminars, one experience which you can take with you in your daily life and on which you can build and go further in your spiritual life. So let us see how we can go. We have to now close the windows because when we sing, our neighbors are trying to have a Sunday morning rest, so we have a good kirtan to wake them up, but we don't do this. So yes, close the window nicely. Yes. Jayarata. O Madhava Kunyavi Adhi Vihadi Sajata 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 Jana Vallabha Niri Baradari Vasoda Nandana Vrajajana Ranjana Yasoda Nandana Vrajajana Ranjana Yasoda Nandana Vrajajana Ranjana
Sita Vanachari. Yamuna Tira Vanachari. Jaya Radha Madhava Kunya Vihaji. Jaya Radha Madhava Kunya Vihaji. Jaya Radha Madhava Kunya Vihari.
Jaya Radha Madhava Kunya Vihari.
Jaya Radha Madhava Kunya Vihari.
Jaya Radha Madhava
Jaya Pancha Tattva, Jaya Pancha Tattva, Pancha Tattva, Jaya Pancha Tattva. Jaya Prabhupada, 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 Srila Prabhupada. Gaur Premanandi, Hari 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 Om.
We are reading this morning from the 6th canto of the Bhagavatam, 3rd chapter, text, I think it is 23, let me see. Vitavan eva lokasmi. You have to put it a little up. Yeah, it's 23. Om namo bhagavate vasudevaya. Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Possible for you to just put it on text 22, or is this not? It's possible. Good. Etavan.
Etavan.
Evalokesmin.
Evalokesmin.
Pungsang dharma parasmrita. We are still looking. No, probably it is. Yeah, we look for 22, chapter 3. Yes. Yes? I don't have eyes in the back. You are a Sanskrit expert. Bhakti Yoga.
Bhakti Yoga.
Bhagavati Tanama Grahanadipi Etavan Eva Lokesmin Pungsang Dharma Parasmrita Bhakti Yoga Bhagavati Tanama Grahanadibi Etavan Eva Lokesmin Pungsang Dharma Parasmrita Bhakti Yoga Bhagavati Tanama Grahanadibi Netavan Eva Lokesmin Pungsang Dharma Parasmrita Bhakti Yoga Bhagavati Tanama Grahanadibi Etavan Oh, sorry. Please, someone else please chant. Etavan Eva Lokesmin Sam Dharma Parasmrita
Bhakti Yoga Bhagavati
Matatis, please.
Etavan Eva Lokesmin.
Munsang Dharma Parasmita.
Bhakti Yoga Bhagavati.
Tanama Grahanadibi. Pungsang Dharma Parasmita Bhakti Yoga Bhagavati Tanama Grahanadi. Thank you. I will immediately go to the translation because of the time factor. Devotional service. Beginning with the chanting of the holy name of the Lord, is the ultimate dharma or religious principle for the living entity in human society. No? So it says, Bhakti Yoga really starts with the chanting of the holy name, and that's what is to be done in the human society. Srila Prabhupada explains, As stated in the previous verse, dharmang bhagavatam, real religious principles are bhagavad dharma. The principles described in Srimad Bhagavatam itself or in Bhagavad Gita, the preliminary study of the Bhagavatam. What are these principles? The Bhagavatam says, dharma projita kaitavatra. In Srimad Bhagavatam, there's no cheating. No cheating religious systems. Everything in the Bhagavatam is directly connected with the Supreme Personality of Godhead. A few sentences further. Such a religious system begins with tan nama grahana, chanting of the holy name of the Lord. Shravanam kirtanam Vishnu smaranam pada sevanam. After chanting the holy name of the Lord and dancing in ecstasy, one gradually sees the form of the Lord, the pastimes of the Lord, and the transcendental qualities of the Lord. Here now you know what to do. You need to chant and dance in ecstasy, and then you see Krishna, his pastimes. This way, one fully understands the situation of the Personality of Godhead. One can come to this understanding of the Lord, how he descends into the material world, how he takes his births, and what activities he performs. But one can know this only by executing a devotional service, as stated in the Bhagavad Gita, bhaktyamang abhijanati. Simply by devotional service, one can understand everything about the Supreme Lord. If one fortunately understands the Supreme Lord in this way, the result is tyaktva deham punah janma naiti. After giving up his material body, he no longer has to take birth in this material world. Instead, he opens an Instagram account. I'm sorry. If one fortunately understands the Supreme Lord in this way, the result is tyaktva deham punah janma naiti. After giving up this material world, he no longer has to take birth in this material world. Instead, he returns home back to Godhead. That is the ultimate perfection. Therefore, Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita, mam upetya punah janma dukalayam shashvatam napnuvanti mahatmana sangsidhim paramangataha. After attaining me, the great souls who are yogis in devotion never return to this material world, which is full of miseries, because they have attained the highest perfection. So this is the beauty of Krishna conscious life. Devotional service begins with the chanting, and if one becomes full in this chanting, in this devotional service, in this bhakti, one returns home to Krishna. It is so easy. Prabhupada says, you just have to learn to chant and dance in ecstasy. Finished! Program finished. Simple, easy. You have to do, you can do, and this will be the result. You will basically go to the spiritual world where you will sing Krishna's names and dance with him. according to your relationship with him, either you will join the rasa dance or you will join his friends when they move in the morning to the forests, and they clear an area in the forest, and then Krishna, Balaram, they dance in this area while they play on their flutes, and all the friends and choose them, and then they really know how to dance. Hare Krishna. They dance so nicely that at the end, all the peacocks of the forests make a huge circle around him, like in an arena. Huh? And then the king of the parrot, the peacocks, begins to also dance. And but Krishna is the better dancer, so in the end, the parrot takes, the peacocks, takes his most precious possession and offers it to Krishna. Do you know what is the most precious possession of the peacock?
Feather.
Feather, yes, he has nothing better. That he gives to Krishna. Krishna puts it on his head. And like that. So chanting and dancing goes also on in the spiritual world. We just have to learn to do it. This is the easiest process, and the Bhagavatam wants to convince the fallen conditioned souls that this process works by giving an extraordinarily surprising example. It's about the sinner Ajamil, who had become a robber and thief and murderer, who had a son whom he called. He didn't call him. It was his wife who called him Narayan, his son. And at the moment of his death, when the Yamadutas were coming to fetch him, they were really looking terrifying. They were really, really, really making very heavy sounds. And they were coming, and one of them had a noose, like a lasso, and put it already around his soul and wanted to yerk him out of the body. But at that time, when Ajami was in the greatest possible distress, he chanted Narayan, not meaning his the Lord, but he meant really his son, who had been given this Vaishnav name by his wife. So at that time, a big discussion happened around Ajamil. The Yamadutas wanted to do their work, but they were stopped by four brilliant personalities, the Vishnu Dutas, who forbade them to take the soul of Ajamil. When the Yamadutas said, Vava, he's ours, he is, look at his record of sin, Vishnu Dutas said, that is all gone, that has all been taken away by him chanting only one time the holy name of Narayan. But he meant not your Lord, he meant just his foolish little son who poops in his pants. Hare Krishna. It does not matter. You have to understand, the name is independently powerful. So at that time, the Yamadutas had been very, very bewildered. After all, they were only policemen. They followed the orders of Yamaraj. So they went back to him and complained, we wanted to do our work, but we couldn't do it. The sinner was given a second chance. He came back to life and is now practicing in Haridwar, Bhakti Yoga. What happened? What is going on? And then Yamaraj gave this very famous answer. He says, my dear servants, you are as good as my sons. I love you dearly. But you need to learn something. See how glorious is the chanting of the holy name. See, see, with your own eyes you have seen. The greatly sinful Ajamila. Yes, he is a sinner, said the Yamadutas. But listen, said Yamaraj. The greatly sinful Ajamila chanted only to call his son, not knowing that he was actually chanting the Lord's holy name. Nevertheless, by chanting the holy name of the Lord, he remembered Narayan, and thus he was immediately saved from the ropes of death. Yeah, so he pronounced it, he chanted, and here Prabhupada says he remembered Narayan, no? By chanting the holy name. And so this is called, if you know logic, this is the Kaimutya Nyaya. It means, see, if this happened to the sinner of Ajamil, who chanted unintentionally one time the holy name, how much more will be the result for someone like a Hare Krishna devotee who chants with full intention to complete his rounds. So therefore, this chanting is glorified by this story, by a process called Kaimutya Nyaya, the use of logic. If this already happened to in the case of Ajamil, my dear readers of this text, imagine what happens when you chant many times, again and again, with devotional intentions. Oof. One cannot even start to describe it. Now, yesterday we went into further detail. Now I'm seeing the air is a little bit stuffy. Maybe Urukama, since you said we have that air, maybe you could switch it on. I think if the devotees feel cooled in their brain, they will be more benefiting from this program. So we give you now some free air, free of cost. It's the best important thing which we can do at the moment for you. So yesterday we learned, yes, this is true, but even Ajamil had to learn one thing. He didn't go back to Godhead after the Yamadutas had left him alone and the Vishnuduta revived him. No, he did not go back to Godhead. He did not become Krishna conscious. No. He only understood what chanting this name is very powerful. So when he understood it, he thought, I'm a great sinner. I saw my karma. The Yamadutas were coming, but they couldn't touch me. So I better use the time to quickly go to Haridwar. Now Ajamil had 10 sons. But he thought, I will soon die. This is only a few. I've gotten a little time now by Krishna's mercy, by Narayan's mercy. So I better go to a holy place where I'm not reminded of my sin. I leave this forest where there are a few skeletons of the people I murdered. I must go to a holy place, to Haridwar, and I will perform intense sadhana of chanting the holy name there at the banks of the Ganga. There I can also take regularly bath, my Ganga snan, and it will be very effective for me to become. So he became a chanter, my dear devotees. He became and he learned to chant with having Krishna in mind, not his son. This switch he needed to do in order to go back to Godhead. Then after some time, he again saw the four personalities who had saved him, the brilliant Vishnu Dutas, and this time they came with an airplane, an aircraft, a Vimana, and they took him back to Godhead. No? So he needed to learn, and this is what we tried to yesterday look at. We tried to look at chanting with sambandha. Yes, with a sense of relationship. My dear devotees, we always think relationally. This is an English word. It means in relationship to something else. We think, I'm his son, or I'm her daughter. We think, I'm her mother, or I'm your lecture giver. You may think in relationship to the floor, I'm sitting on the floor. It's a little uncomfortable. But you think in terms of a relationship. You cannot think with this mind in another way. So yesterday we understood the reason why we can't chant with a deep feeling of Krishna consciousness is because we are invested in other relationships, no? 100% in friends and also in devotees. We are thinking of our devotee friend from morning till evening. We can't even go to one location without our devotee friend. We are so much thinking in relationship. Now it's good with a devotee to think relationally, but it's also important that we use devotee friendships to think, to help us think of Krishna. Because during sadhana, it's so important that you make a swift change from this environment of this world, and you and the people of this world, and you begin to think in relationship to Krishna. I belong to you, Krishna. Then you can chant. Just think for a moment how much you're occupied with relationships. No? You think of people you like very much, and you think also of people you hate very much. No, it is not. Natural for us, no, to think in relationship. Or some of you like your mobile phones very much, and you think in relationship to the mobile phone and the 1,108 apps on the mobile phone. So we need to make this swift change and go to and think of Krishna. Now the good teacher in this, and I have taken a very, very amazing teacher, is the prostitute Pingala. There are a few famous prostitutes in our Krishna conscious philosophy. Do you know another one? Chintamani. I recently learned about one modern prostitute and from Calcutta who was like Chintamani, a high-class person, and she was so devoted that she built a temple for beautiful Radha Madan Mohan temples, Radha Madan Mohan deities. I learned in the book which was published for Prabhupada's centennial, and it's one of the holy places where Vaishnavas go, to this temple where this highly devoted lady was constructing this temple. Yeah. So let us hear about Pingala. She was in relationship with many men. And one day, it was more in the evening, she waited at the town gate for her next customer. Now, because on that day there was seemed to be a festival day, that means a religious festival day, the men all passed her, not looking with the usual interest which unfortunate men have in towards these people. They all passed her, didn't even look at her. So she thought, "What's wrong with me? And she dressed in a new sari. Maybe that will help." But no one looked at her. And as she was thinking about her life and about the miseries of her profession and her present misery, she sang a song which is so beautiful. He said, "I'm such a fool. Such a fool that I have given up the service of that person who is eternally situated within my heart and who's actually most dear to me. I'm such a fool. I've exchanged this for other relationships. That most dear one is the Lord of the universe who gives real love and happiness and is the source of all prosperity." You know, she was interested in prosperity. She was interested in happiness and also love was of interest for her. But she understood this all comes from the real person, the Lord of the universe, who gives real love and happiness and is the source of all prosperities. Although he is in my own heart, I have completely neglected him, completely forgotten him. Instead, I have ignorantly served insignificant men who can never satisfy my real desires and who have simply brought me unhappiness, fear, anxiety, lamentation, and illusion. Srila Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur has gone deep into the mind of Pingala and told us what she really wanted to express. She said, it is this: the Lord resides in my heart. He is the actual enjoyer. He loves and he also accepts love. Why should I not give my love to him? And why would he not give his love to me? So after this, Pingala became peaceful, relieved and happy, and she left the gate and her trade forever. So this is awakening call, which I want to also present to all of you, my dear devotees. Okay, we don't have such an impossible job as Pingala, but we also are invested in other things except for Krishna, because we have learned to think relationally, our sadhana, we have to make the same swift change which we hear here. Hari Baba, you are a little tired. It's now important to listen without even the tiniest attack of tiredness. No?
So, Nimai, good morning.
I have to wake up my audience here. They're all in silent airplane mood. They fly somewhere else. Hare Krishna.
It's important that we all make this swift change, this paradigmical change, where we learn to chant in relationship to Krishna. Ajamil had to learn it the hard way. He had been a Brahmana, and then he left all this and invested all his time in this, let us call it the impossible family, which he made, and he had to, he almost died, you know, and he was saved from death, and then he had to learn to enter into Sambandha. You also have to learn it. Each one of you has to learn it, because you are here in this world for one simple reason. You have forgotten this relationship. You are not in a relationship. It's a broken relationship at the moment. And only you are to blame, not Krishna. He is still with you in the heart, giving signs from time to time, wake-up calls from time to time. Yes, and touching your heart from time to time significantly. He has given you in your heart also this undying desire to make the best use of your life and to not be satisfied in a compromised position of life. That's Krishna's mercy, that we can never, never forget to move on in our life. We are constructed like this. We will not have any peace in Tamagun. It's not possible, because Krishna is there and says, hello, hello. Yes, that's his mercy. We have given up on him, but he has not given up on us. Otherwise, no chance for us. No chance for us. Bhaktivinoda Thakur gives us an amazing help how, when we chant, we can come into a relationship with Krishna. It starts, if you please look at the image here, it starts really that as you sit down, you practice a little bit what we have learned yesterday, to disassociate yourself from your entanglements and understand, this now my time with Krishna. Bhaktivinoda Thakur said it like this: I'm an atomic particle of consciousness and I'm Krishna's eternal servant. You sit down like this. Maybe you don't speak like, I don't speak such philosophical language when I talk to myself. I say to myself, I'm really your lost servant. No? Same thing. Then you go to the second Sambandha meditation. Krishna is the infinite conscious entity and my only master. These beautiful illustrations are there in the Living Name book. Now, because of the light, this doesn't come out tonight. No problem. It's you begin to think a little of Krishna. We have purposefully painted this in light colors because for us, Krishna may still be a little bit, so to say, it's not so easy to call a very vivid a memory of his form into our memory, but we can think, oh yes, Krishna is there in the heart. And the third is, I'm here, this material world is the house of correction meant to reform my tendency to remain absent in our relationship. It shows the chanter, he has some light in his hands, and he is facing towards the spiritual world. There is a spiritual world there with temples,
on the other side of the ocean of birth and death, and he is understanding, I'm here to worship you, my Lord. You are, I'm here and you are there. You are beyond, you are on the other side of the ocean of birth and death. I'm here to worship you. I wanted to make this now very practical for you. I wanted to make a short little meditation for you. Are you ready? How is the air for you? Is it enough? Not enough. Not enough. Good. We need to open the... Or we will sing. Maybe we can't open it. For 2 minutes we can open it. I know there's some devotees who really don't like to open the windows. I know. If I would sit where you are sitting, I would also not like to open the windows. But please... come to your compassionate place in your heart. No? Urukrama, yesterday it was really cold, like in a refrigerator here. Aha. So what do we do? Maybe AC. Aha, so it will soon be, I'm losing my audience to brother sleep, you know. This is a terrible defeat early in the morning. Hare Krishna. No, Nima is awake. Yes. Gets better, no? Why don't we do, because you look at, would you like a little energy?
Yes.
Dobro. Take your, I won't look, so you can, you just do like this, on an inhale you go real slow and start from the belly and into the chest, yes, and then get it all out. Wow, I smell your pizzas. Shalimsi. Do it with strength, right? The more traction you use, power, as if you will fight Bruce Lee in 5 minutes. You need some power now. The more you breathe, the more oxygen will come in your blood and it will waken your brain tissues. Some of you look so serious, that's not good. Have a heavy smile on your face, or at least a relaxed face. Okay, we will go now. Speed. When you go up, open your fists. When you go down, close your fists. If you sweat, that's very good. No, very good. Most of you don't move, and that's why you're so fat. This will be good for you. Better to breathe in and out through the nose, not the mouth. We will do this for an hour now. Now we will go a little faster. Okay. Now don't laugh. Put your left hand, if you're a man, left hand on your navel and the right hand over the left hand. If you're a lady, the opposite way around. First the right hand, then the left hand. And allow yourself to calm down. Please sit tall. Take a few deep breaths. Breathe in while focusing on your heart space. And whenever you breathe out, allow your muscles to relax. If any distracting thoughts or feelings arise, gently let those thoughts and feelings go and return to your breathing. When you're calm and focused, focus on these truths. I'm a very small soul, and Krishna's eternal servant. I'm different from my body and also my mind. I'm a tiny soul. I'm an eternal, blissful, spiritual being. I am a part of Krishna. Now bring your attention to Krishna. Krishna is the unlimited Lord. He's really my only master. For so long, I have invested and so many relationships. But now I understand that Krishna is my only master and my only true friend. Now please turn your attention to living in this world, to your life here. And please understand this material world is a place where you can correct your tendency to be absent in Krishna consciousness. The only purpose really of the material world, the reason why it was created in the first place, is to teach me to be present in my identity as Lord Krishna's servant. So in this relationship, and with this sense of relationship, let us chant.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama. Rama, Rama, Hare, Hare,
Hare.
Krishna, Krishna.
Krishna.
Hare Rama.
Krishna, Krishna, Hare Hare. Everyone together.
Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna. Krishna Krishna. Hare Hare.
One more time.
Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna. Krishna Krishna. Hare Hare. Hare Rama. Hare Rama. Rama Rama.
Hare Krishna.
Thank you very, very much for participating. We have gone a little late. I will now close these seminars and then make two important announcements, one of them a request. My dear devotees, do you know this from your life, that you have given up the hope that change for you is possible? Do you know this feeling where you feel, I've attained now a certain level in my Krishna consciousness, and I have to now be practical and arrange my life, but I don't really know if it's possible for me to go beyond what I'm presently experiencing, and I have seen this is very prominent in spiritual movements, not only ours, but other movements who try in a different way the same thing which we try to purify our consciousness and make a relationship with Krishna. I think this is very, very dangerous to settle in something which is not really what Krishna consciousness can offer to you. Once you feel like this, you lose your eagerness, and when the eagerness that is a driving life force in spiritual life is gone, yes, you will remain where you are at the present moment. It is always my great desire and also my contention to tell all of you that yes, you can move on in your spiritual life, and if you do, you will lose shoka moha bhayapaha. Shoka means sadness, shoka, moha, illusion, and bhaya means fears, or a more modern word, your insecurities in your spiritual path. This will be given to you when you have bhakti in your heart. You will become full of confidence and full of a taste which helps you to overcome the weaker parts of your personality and become more strong. And the main process for doing this, according to the Bhagavatam shloka which we read this morning, is the chanting of the holy name. And really, this is an unlimited field. It's so unlimited that on a very high level you will have an experience of Krishna. But there are five different ways in which you can have an experience. One is something which I think you all have had, or which you have. It's a very brief, sudden clarity which happens in the mind with the formation of a strong resolve like this. The second form of experience is a little bit longer, and here something seems to be communicated to us. It could be a simple message that, yes, have more association with devotees, for instance, or why not invest more in kirtan. It seems Krishna speaks to you, but as of yet you don't see him really. The third level of experience is where Krishna is seen alone, or Radha is seen alone by you, just as if you see now your neighbor so close by, but it's still brief. The fourth experience is where you actually see Krishna with his associates, not alone. And the fifth is where you don't just see Krishna and his pastimes and his qualities, but where Krishna invites you to enter and participate. That's the highest form of a divine revelation or experience. So this all is given to you in the chanting, but of course the chanting done on higher levels. For instance, you need to really become free from the offenses of which Vaishnava aparat, which is so easy to be made when we are in the South European bodies, where we are a little bit more hot, you know, and we can be more easily the heard than the people from, for instance, the areas where I come from, where they are like iceberg, ice mountains, you know. In South Europe, we are not like this. We are very temperament, we say in Italia. No, that is somehow the way we are made in this area of the way. It's not good, not bad, it's just we have to live with that. Yes, then it's easy that a bad word comes out or a bad thought about someone, and zoop, we are all of a sudden in an area where we really don't want to go, but we are helplessly dragged by our conditioned nature. But there is such a beautiful road with the chanting of the holy name, and I always think, yes, the South European mentality has more temperament. Maybe you note I don't say Balkan any longer when I'm talking seriously, because I heard it hurts people in this area. They don't want to be identified with this region of the world so much. They know better what it is than anyone. So let's call South European amongst devotees, because we are not normal people. So yes, as much as the temperament can sometimes move us into quick things which are maybe not so positive for us, it can also put us into kirtan. You know, we can chant with feelings. It is, when I saw you chanting, I was looking around, you were really there, you were really doing it nicely. Very, I've always noted that, because the same feelings, when they are directed to Krishna, are very good. They become spiritual, they become your friends. So what I would like to do in the last 3 minutes before I do my 2 announcements, I want you to turn to your neighbor. I will not tell you what you have to do with the neighbor, but it's civil. Don't worry. No energetic exercise. Find a neighbor, and please, every one of you, take part in this. Yes. Please project this. Yes. So who has not yet found a neighbor? Chivaye, you found a neighbor? Nita-chan, you found a neighbor? Good. 3, no problem. Good, sometimes more ecstasy in 3 groups. Svetlana, you found a neighbor? You have a neighbor, good.
Saraswati, neighbor is there? Good.
Who did not find a neighbor as of yet? Look around, you can join. So before you go into the exercises, I want you to again review this graphicon which I showed you in the beginning. Do you recognize it?
Yes.
These are the dynamics of transformations. We have Govindanandan amongst us. He is very much interested in in helping people to move on. And Premamurti also, and also we have many preachers here. I think this will be very helpful for you if you look at it. I mean, look is one thing, understand it. If you want to help people to move on, you have to help them first to form a willingness to change. That is, you must help them to recognize the potential and believe that we can grow further. I think during the retreat you have made, I'm always saying retreat, but during these seminars you've made a few experiences where you felt, wow, chanting is really nice? No? Someone of you has made this experience? I think it's obvious when we chant with devotees who are serious and who go to these seminars. Of course, it's a deeply spiritual atmosphere. So then comes the next thing, an action. And remember, small actions which you can maintain each day will bring about a success in the long spirit. The success is in the third slide, the transformation. We experience positive outcomes and a positive growth if you can do every day something small, and that will strengthen your self-belief that yes, you can actually do it. Our belief that we can change and can grow becomes strengthened, and then you will say, wow, I will go a step higher. This is a spiral model. It doesn't end 1, 2, 3, 4, finished. No, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11. It goes a spiral, spiral, spiral until you're back home, back to Godhead. This is very beautiful and it really works. So I request you to now turn to your neighbor and discuss with them that blue box, the action which you feel you can do. And I suggest the neighbor, if you're not too far, you can phone your friend and say, did you do what you said you would do on Sunday? You know, some monitoring. In other words, don't say something which you are just saying to look good and get prasadam, but which you don't really mean. You should mean it. You should be behind it. No? It should be so real for you that your neighbor can phone you and ask you, so how are you doing? You say, amazing. I'm really the transformation phase here. You know, it should be something truthful. Yes? Because in the South Europe, we say quickly things, but... No, now we will say something serious, okay? Good. So please start. We have two more minutes. Is it okay, or do you need more time? Okay, take it. Okay. All right, thank you. We are a little late. I try to go as fast as possible, but again, I have to regret I can't take questions at this time, because we have 5 minutes to 10, and we are hungry also. So I just wanted to make two little announcements. One is, I never like to do this, to say after retreats there is a book and you can read it. It sounds so as if I'm bookseller of my own books. It is really not nice. But I really want to make an exception here. Really, there was a lot of work put into this book, and it is a different book than you on the Holy Name than you are accustomed to. There are many, many wonderful books now out on this. This is a book which is more practical. It gives guidelines how one can, and one can choose from the guidelines. Okay, this is working better for me. This is not working so well for me. So I think our Himagori is there, and she will have books outside. Where? Yeah. 1 o'clock in the shop. Good. If you are poor and you have no money, come to me. I have some donations for, I can give, you know. It's really about you reading the book. That's the idea. Dobro. The next is, yes, we were wanting, when Manditangi and the Slovenian temple devotees got in contact with me and asked me to give a retreat, I felt very honored and very enthusiastic. You can call me at 1 o'clock in the night. I will. This is my service to the devotees. I like to do. And I was saying, oh, yes, let us find a venue. Venue means a place where we can, where we don't, you know, where we can all live, and where we can then come to the seminars or the retreat. I don't mind if not so many people can come. The main thing is one can create something different when one has really a remote place for doing this. But we couldn't find one due to this one reason. There are many retreat centers who would love to have us, but they, but we are special. We, in this one sense, we want to prepare our own food, offer it to Krishna, and serve it. And many retreat centers get their financial turnout only if they cook and they sell the food and they make a good amount of profit which they need to run their operation. So sadly, we could not find any retreat center who would allow us to prepare our own bhoga and then offer it to Krishna and serve it and take care of this aspect. So if you can find in Slovenia a retreat center who has this facility, we would be very, very happy. The temple is ready to organize, like it organized also. Now Manditangi is ready to organize, but we could not find on our own. But maybe you know. So please don't, if you find such a place, give it the address to Manditangi, but try to clarify before that this one thing, that we can cook and you know, take care of this. Because if we don't, I mean, if Manditangi or anyone gets addresses and this is not clarified, the work will she has to, they have to clarify this point. So clarify it before, because we will only take one of those. We cannot have food which is not offered to Krishna, which was prepared by people who do not practice spiritual life, you know. That will, prasadam is so important, that the consciousness of the devotees is high up. It is so absolutely important that we will not. We rather have a place, have the temple now, which is also of course nice because we have deity darshan, than having a place where we have to eat what others have cooked in a consciousness where we can't guarantee how good it was. Good, fine. This is all from my side.